Alrighty, then I'll just gather the kids up the front then. Alright, now who would like a drink of juice out of this beautiful cup? No, why not? But it's such a nice cup. Wouldn't it be lovely to have something nice to drink out of? Yeah, you'd like something? How about, would you like something out of it now? You still want to drink out of it? Oh, yuck, no, it's full of mud, isn't it? So, Jesus talks about some people that are kind of like cups like this, and Matthew, and he says that there's some people that they try to be all beautiful on the outside, and they do good things so that everyone can see. So maybe they go and look after sick people when everyone can see them, but then on the inside they do like bad things. They're jealous inside and they think mean thoughts, so they're actually dirty on the inside. But we're a bit silly thinking that we can pretend to be good on the outside and that no one will see. Because Jesus and God, like, they see us like this cup here. See, they see right through and they know what's on the inside of us all, don't they? So what, there's mud on the inside, yeah. So, like, what can we do to make the inside clean? So how do we make the inside of us clean? Yeah. And so if we do things like, if we go and fix things that we've done wrong, then that's a good way to help clean things. Or if we say sorry to people and say sorry to God for these things, and then we won't feel like that inside, will we? No, gross. Because it's what's inside that matters the most. Alrighty, should we pray? Okay. Father God, we're sorry that we do things that make us dirty on the inside and that we make mistakes sometimes, but we ask that you forgive us for these things and clean us inside so that we can be beautiful inside and out. Amen.